On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
And what did your boy say as Trista joins us from, I guess, the creation of basketball? I don't know where you are right now.
Yo, do you like it or no?
No, this is kind of fire. Is this the Portland home setup?
Yes, baby.
Okay, this is fire. This is fire. Hold on, let me go widescreen view so we could see this. Oh yeah, that's a good look right there, TK.
Thank you. Look. We got some women's stuff coming in. We got the Bad Girls, the Detroit Shock poster that just came in yesterday.
Yeah, not a fan.
And what else we got? We got the WNBA Portland Fire ball rack.
Okay.
Which is in the back.
Yeah.
You know how we do it. I'm trying to turn the, we got some lights that I'm getting a little glare from. So I'm going to turn it down just a tad.
Which are adjusting from your phone, which is spectacular.
Thank you. You were the one who really inspired.
Oh, I don't know why. I do not have this set up. I have a plain white foam background.
Oh, you know I got to level up.
Well,
but
yeah,
I like
for
the
sure.
camera. I like the camera. The white mm-hmm. background wasn't going to help me sort of set the scene. But we got some vintage posters here. It's like somewhat of a, I don't know, like a 1990s Rose Garden cigarette smoke vibe.
You know what I mean? It's fire. I like it. I feel like because my background is used primarily for like news, that maybe it's not the best look to put, you know, because I've definitely thought like, how can I spice this up? And then I realized like the most of the time I use it, it's for CBS 13 at 11:30. I don't know that their audience is clamoring to see like my Michael Jackson posters behind me.
No, but if you ever want me to set you up with a bunch of vintage King stuff, we can make it happen.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think I'll be interested in it. Like, we're talking Lionel Simmons posters. Like, I'm not sure that I want to do the L Train or Dwayne Causewell or maybe a Wayman Tisdale.
You don't want a little Bimbi?
Oh, yeah, no, we could do that. We could do that.
You don't want a little white chocolate?
No, we could do that, too. No. Yeah, we could do that. I was trying to set the scene for your interaction.
Oh yeah,
with your boy down in the Bay Area. One, it is absolutely hilarious that of all people, he responded to you because that video was everywhere, and we were all taking a bit of joy in it. But he seemed to take exception with your posting of that video.
You know, I was surprised, honestly. I got a text message and was like, have you clapped back on Draymond? And I said, what? I don't even know what you're talking about, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I got on Threads. Clearly, this is a Threads thing. So I got on Threads and I was like, oh, we're name calling are we? Miss Miserable. And then I looked and saw that he's calling a lot of people miserable.
Oh, jeez.
So Miss anytime miserable. When you Miss Miserable, okay, Miss Miserable, laughing face emoji. The question has to be asked, is Draymond Green obsessed with me?
Oh, that's a fair question. That's a fair question. That's a perfectly fair question.
Because he's done this now 4 or 5 times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I did not know this.
There was one when Amen Thompson sprained his ankle at the end of a blowout game. And he was out for like 4 weeks. And I said, I love Ime Udoka, but why would you ever keep Amen Thompson in a game like this? Oh, because he was trying to get a triple-double. And he was like pushing for the triple-double. And I was like, listen, I love accolades as much as anyone, but you can't now be out. You can't be a Hall of Famer if you're out 6 weeks in the first 3 years of your career for you're missing 50, you know, if you're only playing 50 games. Something to that a degree. And he was like, you don't know basketball. This is what makes a Hall of Famer. These accolades are important. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You're out of pocket. And I was like, yo, it's just my opinion. It's just my opinion. This is not a direct affront to you. And why are you even involved in this, basically? You know what I'm saying? And so
the fact that you were tweeting about something that didn't pertain to him and he still felt the need to respond does lend some credence to the obsession thought.
Yeah, I just think, you know, after, I don't know if it's subconscious, because remember, I was viral back in 2019 when I asked Draymond about the scuffle between him and Drake. And
that's right. That's right. That's right.
Like, yeah. He's like, you got a question about basketball? And then I just stood there frozen. Don't say anything.
I forgot about
that. Don't say anything. And then he was like, he didn't hit me and I didn't hit him. We didn't touch. I didn't touch me. He didn't touch me. I didn't touch him. So we didn't. Wouldn't really call it a scuffle. Da, 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 da. And then there was like, you know. I'm in Toronto and it's like TMZ's put it on and Stephen A. Smith is saying this journalist is causing is just why it always got to be a scuffle between two brothers. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, my God, I was getting cooked. I was watching. I was at a bar watching NBA people come in being like. Hey, that's her. And not in a good way. So I think maybe that my face or something has like become my takes have become an irritant to Draymond, where whatever I say, the name calling's wild, to be honest.
Well, for someone who seems to be so against name calling, it's fascinating that the name that triggered him was Angel Reese. He seems to be really in his feelings about what appeared to be a 6'9" fan telling him he's Angel Reese. And he's sitting here in the post game.
Great chirp.
Oh, that's it. It is. It's a good line.
Yeah.
It's a very nuanced line.
Yeah. It's like very deep cut. If you're missing your own shots and getting me bounds. It's a great chirp. It's a great, and I think he had like 5 or 6 me bounds in that game. So,
and he tries to, yeah, he was calling me a woman. I ain't no woman. I got 4 kids and 1 on the way. I ain't no woman. And it's like, bro, you have spent 95% of your life referring to someone as a bitch.
Yeah.
Someone. And you have, you seem to have taken exception to a very, very specific, very nuanced insult that was thrown your way by an unusually large courtside fan.
And for me and my thread, I read it back and I was like, what was triggering about that? I said, Wemby is taking none of Draymond's bleep and I love it. And I just couldn't sort out how that was derogatory in any way. Because he's known as an He's known as an antagonist. That's what he's made his living and maybe his Hall of Fame bid on is getting under other people's skin, giving other players bleep. Okay? So if I'm saying the young pup is jawing back and dunking on him, he really, if you look back at his threads, he doesn't like that people are saying that Wemby dunked on him. He's like, that one didn't count. That dunk. I mean, there's probably six or seven threads all of all the same videos that he's triggered by of Wemby dunking on him. He didn't call any of them like Miss Miserable. That one was special to me, which I appreciate.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. You know, maybe I should send him some pepper jam.
Yo, Mama Crick sent 5 jars of pepper jam to the house. And did I have some this morning? Yes. I actually, because I was short on time, I just put it on toast. I was so hungry. I got to have some pepper jam before I go. I just put it on a piece of sourdough bread and bolted for the door. And it was perfect. It goes with everything. It's literally perfect. I think we could be millionaires. I think if we plan this right, I think we could be millionaires because it's one of my favorite things ever. And when Katie told me, you won't believe this, Mama Crick sent 5 jars of pepper jam. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We could start it. It could be a Sacramento local brand. Start at farmers markets around town. We'll deploy the folks to start selling them. Big Mama Peeps pepper jam.
It's flawless. Like, I've put it on like turkey, shredded chicken before. Does not miss.
You know what it's really good with is like Ritz cracker, cream cheese, salami with pepper jam.
All right. That's weekend vibes right there. We on it.
Yeah, it is.
In fact,
like charcuterie.
Well, I was going to say we might make that for like a Thanksgiving Day appetizer type deal thing. Yeah, that's on point.
Yeah,
shout out to you and Mama Crick for that. We kind of. Sure. Sorry, go ahead.
Just her.
Oh, well,
I have no part in it. I just took it to the
the
post office, which she, you know, yelled at me incessantly to do, but everything else was her.
Yeah, it works for me. Yeah. You get credit. Your name's right on the test, too.
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that I wasn't trying to, like, be a credit hoe.
You don't make pepper jam?
She's been trying to get me to do it, but, you know, your girl's a little busy.
Yes, you are.
Like, I would love to learn.
The fact that you're home right now is actually low-key shocking. You're rarely...
I leave tomorrow for San Jose.
That makes sense. Well, okay, what's in San Jose?
NWSL Championship start Thursday.
Okay.
All of the events and stuff. Trinity Rodman, the star, all the Gotham U.S. Women's National Team. It's Gotham versus the Washington Spirit for the final. Everything, all the marbles.
Okay. Okay. You can follow all of that on Let Her Shoot and the Daily W. And even got a Heat Check podcast popped up on my feed this morning. I was like, hey, good. Now. Okay.
Good.
Man,
we've been doing 2 times a week, one interview a week, which has been really nice.
I
gotta have you on soon.
It feels like all you're talking about is injuries. Like, we've got Wemby out. We got, and I don't even know that we've gotten the results of this. We got a Giannis MRI coming today. We just learned Steph Castle's out for, you know, a week or two. He's dealing with something. We got
that's bad.
The Anthony Davis situation happening. Like, it feels like there is a disproportion. I mean, Trae Young is already out and the Hawks are rolling. That's got people speculating. Ja Morant is out. Like, it feels like there is a disproportionate amount of injuries to start this season.
I was talking to someone about Giannis because it does feel like Giannis.
Oh, just minutes ago. Thanks to Will for alerting us to this. 1 to 2 weeks, Giannis is out. Sustained a low-grade left groin strain, and he's going to miss 1 to 2 weeks.
So how he proposed it to me is, I said, why does Giannis keep getting all these soft tissue injuries? We've had knee hyperextension. We've had knee sprains. We've had, you know, a bunch of obviously ankle sprains. We've had groin issues. We've had hamstring issues. And he said, think of it like a Ferrari. hyper-athletic, hyper-explosive athletes have much higher risk of these types of injuries. There's more load and more tension issues that happen extremely fast, and you have to be taking care of your body more than normal, which is, but he said he also doesn't know his treatment regimen. But that actually, two things. One, makes a lot of sense. And that's probably one of the reasons that Greg Oden could never stay healthy. So big, so explosive. He was one of the most explosive bigs I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
And you just like ripped the knee right off the bone. Just boom. But also that, I guess I don't mean to hold water for LeBron James, but think about how explosive and strong and big LeBron has been his whole career. And how infrequently he's had these soft tissue injuries until he was like 38, 39. I mean, that ankle sprain in 2021 was like the first major injury I remember LeBron ever having. So kudos to him. He takes, that's why he's spending $1 million a year or whatever it is on his body.
He said that number was fake.
Yeah, I'm sure it's. I'm sure it's not nothing.
I was going to say, I'm guessing it's more.
Yeah. But, yeah.
But he was like, yeah, I don't know where that number came from. He makes his debut tonight, by the way. LeBron will. I said this a second ago. Obviously, NBC had no idea. Like, they've got Memphis and San Antonio on, and that really sucks for them, given, you know, you've got no Ja and no Wemby.
What's wrong with Ja? Besides just like insulin?
No, Jaw's out. I think he's out 7 to 10 days with.
He's got a calf strain right now.
He's one of the calf guys. Wow. I think there's a long list of calf strain guys, and he's one of them.
Huh? I'm looking right now. Yeah, calf strain, 2 weeks at least.
And LeBron, meanwhile, is making his historic 23rd season debut. Against the Utah Jazz tonight.
It's a good, that's like a good slump buster team. You know what I mean?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, no, I wouldn't, because normally that's Sacramento. I'm watching the Memphis game pretty closely on Thursday night because I expect whatever funk Memphis is in to snap out of it on Thursday.
So we haven't talked about this, and it is your show.
Oh, great.
And I don't know if you were ever directing it to this, like, to this place, but I did see all of this coming, all of it. I did say it publicly in terms of the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm.
I told folks I'm skeptical of DeMar as a fit on this team. I said, definitely said on many occasions, pre-trade, post-trade, 10 toes down, Zach LaVine will not work on this team. I was critical of the Devin Carter draft selection post summer league.
Yeah.
All of these things, and I'm not like a X's and O's Zach Lowe like savant at all. But I could tell you this thing was headed for disaster land. And after how exciting things were in the Beam Team days, I'm old enough to remember the Beam Team days. When we were making Drake songs and all that.
Yeah.
Before Drake lost all prestige.
Yeah.
But like the peak to the fall. Now you have to get rid of these guys and they're all on the trade block. And we don't know whether Doug Christie's any good. But I'm skeptical that he is. Okay. And like you've got this collection of players that will not work together, did not work together in Chicago, in DeMar and Zach. And I'm just like, I don't know, Vivek, I told you so. So there were a lot of people who were mad at me for all of this skepticism and naysaying, this poo-pooing that I was doing.
I don't think there
were. Kenny was upset about it specifically. He said that trade, the De'Aaron Fox trade for Zach LaVine was a good one. Do we really think it was a good one now?
Okay. No. Well,
I'm sorry.
So, okay, here's a unpopular take. I don't think it matters. I don't know this basketball team is in much of a different place if De'Aaron Fox is here versus if Zach LaVine is here.
No, you're right about that.
And you also have the looming fact that De'Aaron's now owed $250 million or $230 million or something like that. Like, are you in the direction it felt like things were going? Were you willing to sign De'Aaron Fox to that contract? Did you still believe De'Aaron Fox was the centerpiece of your organization? That's why I said De'Aaron's in a great position, because he is no longer the centerpiece of any organization. And as long as he is in San Antonio, he never will be. There will never be a question about it. He will never have to answer questions as the team leader. He will never have to answer questions as the guy. You can make a very fair and a very compelling argument that as it stands right now, he's number three. And that's without the debut of their rookie. So, like, you know, nothing you said a minute ago is wrong. I'll just make the unpopular opinion that I don't think anything is going to matter if De'Aaron Fox is here.
No, I agree with that. But it's just harder to unwind these guys than it
is for sure. Yeah, for sure. Regardless,
if you had De'Aaron right now on your team, sorry to cut you off, with all of the issues that Dallas has at point guard, with issues that Houston had when they lost, you know, Fred VanVleet, mm-hmm. and they didn't want to pay Tari Eason, and I don't know what pieces, if you're Sacramento, Scott Perry, you want in Houston, or, you know, wherever, but Milwaukee, whatever, post all of the dominoes falling this summer, mm-hmm. were there better moves to be made that put you in a more flexible position as a organization right now than you are with Zach LaVine, who's like, I think under contract if he picks up the player option for 3 more years?
Oh, no. Zach LaVine is under contract for one more year.
But two. It's 1 plus 1.
No,
right?
It's this year and next year.
Okay.
So yes, it's this season and then next season.
Yes.
I don't have an answer to that, TK. I think it depends on how you look at the situation. My belief is no, I don't feel like there were a ton of options out there for Sacramento. I think that's for a multitude of reasons. De'Aaron wanted to go somewhere. I have long believed that if the Sacramento Kings did not make that deal in February with San Antonio, the way that the offseason shook out, that deal was not going to be there for them come this offseason. When they landed the number 2 overall pick, they no longer needed to make that trade. Now, granted, they essentially traded nothing to land De'Aaron
Fox. Yeah, there was no, you didn't get anything back of value.
But so. if that same exact deal had been there, yeah, they might have done it. If the parameters of that deal might have changed because it was the offseason and more teams were involved, my feeling with the Kings was always, it doesn't really boil down to what the Kings wants. It boils down to what the team that they're talking to wants. Because would you be willing to make a trade if you're some team that's not San Antonio and say, no, Rich, I understand your client's not going to sign here. We're making this trade and we believe we got a really, really good basketball team. And if you guys decide you want to walk away from the money that we are more than willing to offer you to sign for less in some other city, because I don't think you're going to be able to do it in San Antonio, then so be it. But as it stands right now, we're making this trade. That's not really a Sacramento thing. That's a rest of the league thing. It's just Sacramento wasn't patient. And this is what we've talked about this plenty of times. People's frustration with the roster, people's frustration with everything that goes on. This has Vivek's fingerprints all over it. He's loved Zach LaVine. He's loved DeMar DeRozan. He has for years. The people around Vivek Ranadive, and this might be just as important as to what Vivek wants, have loved Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan for years. That's why both of them are on this franchise. If you could do things over again, I don't know how different they would be. It would really just depend on how the rest of the league felt about De'Aaron Fox. The fact is they didn't. They wanted the quick fix, which was Zach LaVine. And I'd argue last season would have ended the same exact way as it did, whether De'Aaron Fox was here or not. The question is, where would they be now? And you can say, and a lot of people will do the I told you so rant.
I'm sorry, that was me. Yes.
I did not think they would be 3-11. Whether DeMar and Zach or Russ or Dennis or Domas or Keegan, whoever, whether they gel together, that's a conversation about 45, 6, 7, 50. A 3-11 basketball team with 2 Hall of Famers on it. A 3-11 basketball team with a guy who has made all NBA 2 of the last 3 seasons or whatever it is. A 3-11 basketball team to me is a team that is, Pelicans. They just fired their head coach. They fired their head coach 2.5 weeks ago, but just told him over the weekend. That's a 2-11 basketball team. You look at Washington. You look at Charlotte. All of that, I got you. No argument. There is no reason whatsoever, in my estimation, that the Sacramento Kings should be this bad. Like, you could say they weren't going to be good. You could say that it was going to fit. I'm perfectly fine with that. But 3-11, and I genuinely, and this has been the conversation the last 2 days, TK, I do not know when this team is going to win another basketball game. And the next time they do, even if it's Thursday against the 4-10 Memphis Grizzlies, I'll be shocked. I will be surprised the next time I see this team win.
So, okay, I agree with that. If that's the case, then what is the direction of the team then? Is the direction to embrace the suck?
Elaborate. Yeah, it's major. Normally you do embrace that.
That was a major pause.
No, it's fine. But
usually it doesn't require any more explanation, but in this particular case it does. So if you
But what do you mean by embrace it? Like
not worry so much about it. Not yell and scream and be dismayed and just say, okay, we've got Darren Peterson, we've got AJ DeBanza, we've got Cam Boozer, we've got I think it is very much of a red herring to say this team has made recently really bad draft decisions when you got De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Haliburton. I think I would say this is a capable enough franchise to choose a good player when there's a lot of really good players in this draft. And if you're talking about, I don't know the next time we win another game, you're talking about Detroit Pistons level suck. And you, the only solace.
The
you
old
take
Detroit
from
Pistons,
that,
not the current.
Yeah,
Detroit
yeah. The, like the one that lost 29 games in a row. Yeah. The one Jesus. That had to fire Monty Williams and the one where it was just.
You know what's so crazy? That wasn't that long ago.
No, it wasn't. That's what I'm trying to say. Sometimes, and people were giving me a hard time on Instagram about this, but like sometimes 0-82 is better than 50-22. Because you, even though they were losing, you're like, they've got pieces. Like they've got Cade, they've got Jaden Ivey, they've got Jalen Duren, we just need to fill in the blanks here. We need to find the connective tissue for them. Same thing with the Atlanta Hawks. Like, yeah, we have Trey, but it's like De'Aaron Fox-esque. We really don't need him. We probably don't want to pay him. He's like that kind of guard is going to the wayside. But we got Jalen Johnson. We've got – and then you luck into a Zachary Richache. And then you're like, okay, well, like, we'll see if we – well, you can build. You can rebuild really fast in this league if you're not idiots.
There's the problem. There's no history that proves – this
but,
organization
like,
is not
worse
that.
Than Detroit. You cannot have like Detroit
really?
In the bottom. Detroit has been in the bottom since 2004.
Trista, the Sacramento Kings have been at the bottom since 1984.
No, you just took the Warriors to 7 games.
That was at least a decade ago, and you can't convince me of otherwise. You can't convince me that wasn't a decade ago.
2 years ago. This is the same team that drafted Tyrese Haliburton, the same team that drafted De'Aaron Fox. Maybe not
but
all.
Neither of those players play here.
But that's okay. But that's not a draft selection issue. That's a what happens after.
What about Devin Carter, or Davion Mitchell?
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. I think there needs to be some sort of. You know, like these brands, they've got brand books, right? Like, or you go and there's a movie getting made or a TV show getting made, and it's like, this character is this, right? And like everything is the ethos of the show. Anytime you want to add a new character or some new scene, it's like it all has to fall into this ethos. So like small undersized guards are out. That's the ethos. Like that gets added to the Sacramento Kings brand book. Guys that live in the mid-range, they don't exist here. Not in the ethos. Centers who space the floor but cannot defend, or they're out of here. We cannot have them. Like, there needs to be some sort of governing body and principle here that clearly doesn't exist, but maybe Scott, who knows what that was? Maybe spam.
It was Draymond Green. He does not like your take on small guards.
No. Steph Curry is an aberration, you know? Like, he's an okay at his peak defender, but he's like one of a bajillion. You're not getting anybody else but him.
It feels like they
still had to protect him.
It feels like when you talk about Steph, like, you don't even talk about, it's like, no, there's guards, forwards, centers, and Steph.
Yes. Yes. He's positionless. He's his own category. And you're not going to, you're going to use your ethos for building a team on maybe we'll find the next Steph, congratulations, you're the Atlanta Hawks of 2018 or whatever it was, 17.
What do you do with it? What do you do if you're Atlanta right now? They've won five
Trade
in a row.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. Get out of here, Cricket. You got to go.
There was a full-on conversation about Trey and his contract extension, and does he wind up even getting what De'Aaron got? Yeah, I see the chat's talking about this. Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee just reported that the Sacramento Kings have ruled Domantas Sabonis out for Wednesday's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder due to left knee soreness.
Oh, that's not good. When do we get that Domantas Sabonis is unhappy in Sacramento? Is that 1 month away? Is it less than one month away?
Less.
Yeah. It's like this is the beginning. The knee soreness is the beginning. Hey,
let me tell you something, sweetie. We're not happy either. Domas, this goes back to you seeking clarity. Sweetie, no. We know. We're seeking clarity, too.
We're clear, too. We are also clear.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't like players who have glaring holes that make it impossible to build another roster, like a roster around them.
Yeah.
Undersized guards are one. Like, again, Steph and Draymond are aberrations. A guy Draymond's size, that's why I didn't like Colin Murray Boyles. His upside is Draymond Green. Congratulations. That type of style of basketball peaked when the Warriors peaked. That we've now gone past that. Huge bigs are now, we got double big lineups running the floor. Mm-hmm. So no, I don't like Domantas doesn't fit almost any system unless he's a four. And he doesn't space the floor, so that five will have to shoot threes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fives are shooting threes. Where do you put them? Almost nowhere.
Nope. Yeah, it's it's okay. If Domas is unhappy, that's perfectly fine.
What do you get back from him?
I don't know that you get. See, this is the funny part. So many people like you focus on Zach LaVine. The contract you can't move is the Domantas Sabonis contract for every reason that you just laid out in the last 25 seconds.
There are no valuable contracts on this team except for Keegan Murray. And even that in 12 months may not be valuable. That may be not a contract that gets you anything great back.
Hmm. Well,
the soil is toxic. We need to burn it all down.
Not wrong. Does Trey see a $230 million extension?
No.
Wow.
No. Atlanta won't pay him that. They're too smart.
Wow.
They're way too smart. I think that they were like, now that I think about it, and I should probably like find out if this is true, but this is what my spidey sense tells me. When they built this team this offseason, they were like, we're going to build the best team to protect Trey. Mm-hmm. And so it felt in the moment like they were really committed to Trey. Because like, why would they have all of these wings, switchability, like try to figure out a way to like really accentuate what he does well. But then you're like, no, maybe they were creating an exit strategy. It's either we're going to create a scenario where it's door one, door two. And both scenarios we'll find out really fast. This is the only situation that could possibly work with Trey. If it still doesn't work with Trey, we can have Dyson Daniels play the one. Mm. We can have Nickeil Alexander play the one. We don't even need to worry about what we get back for Trey, because the best thing is not adding to our books in a second apron environment like the Clippers did with Paul George. Like, maybe we don't want any salary back for Trey, and we just let his little contract run out and see what he can get on the open market, which is probably not a lot. Mm. What do you think? Yes or no?
It's just stunning to me that a 25-point-per-game player, a guy who led the league in assists last year, plays in a way that the league just doesn't see valuable anymore.
Do you think it's valuable?
Man, the 11 assists certainly have me feeling a certain type of way.
But like, what about he's not the constant play-in tournament?
Is that so? Are we of the belief that Atlanta has built a good structure around him of players, and he has shortchanged them? Is Trey the reason why Atlanta has failed, other than that 1 year to advance and to be a true contender, but a true force in the Eastern Conference? Because my opinion is no. I don't even know if Trey has ever played with another All-Star. Now, what I'm trying to get to the bottom of is that Trey's fault, or is that the organization's fault?
So what I would say about that is we have a very small sample size, because they did all that this offseason,
right,
and they were still losing games. They looked a hot mess. And since Trey got hurt, they have a 9-5 record, and they have the best net rating in all of basketball in that time frame, and the fourth best defense. So, yeah, I would say in the small amount of sample size that we have, maybe not in past years, but as of now, we're starting to see some data that suggests that Trey Young, even with a bunch of guys who are defensive monsters, who can handle the ball, who can do a bunch of different things, just is too much of a defensive sieve, where every other part of the rotation puts you in a bad spot probability-wise to win games.
Trey is really bad defensively.
So bad. And he averages 2 steals per game, and he's still bad defensively.
But Luka's really bad defensively, too.
But he's big. Yeah. And I don't know. And what do you need? You need another, like, one of the greatest players of all time next to him?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, they probably shouldn't have beaten the Thunder. There was some real suspicious stuff going on with that game 6 with the refs against, I think there was like a corner 3 that was like called back. I forget. I was on a plane. It's all blurry now, but I know it was sus, because I was outraged. Like, the Western Conference Finals appearance with Jalen Brunson, we're now seeing what Jalen Brunson is. And he was still that guy then, and really was the connective tissue to the team culture-wise. And Luka has completely changed his entire philosophy in terms of training and taking care of his body since leaving Dallas. So, you know, maybe, and then he had Kyrie with him. So, yeah. Like, you really need to do a lot of stuff in order for a player of that size and that defensive liability. And I've had those comments about Dame, which I will not state again, because we are
truce.
We're locked in.
Yep.
And he's mourning the death of Coach Beam. And so cannot stomp on anybody's, you know, and he's nursing the Achilles injury. But like, anybody who's, I think if you're 6'3 and below and you're not like Jrue Holiday level defense, that team can't win a championship. That team can't truly contend.
Great stuff, TK. Thanks for spending some extra time with me, man. We appreciate you. Love the new setup. Love the pepper jam.
Love y'all.
As always. All right.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.